KOJB 90.1 The Eagle. Good day. Welcome to another edition of Environmental Voices. I'm Marie Rock. Joining me once again in the studio is our environmental voice of Shirley Nordstrom. How are you doing today, Shirley?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Pretty good. What are we going to talk about?
Well, I thought we'd talk a little bit about seasonal affective disorder. You know, we're sitting here in the kind of the end of winter, and a lot of people become affected by the fact that, you know, there's been less light all during the wintertime. Mm-hmm. That's actually what seasonal affective disorder is about, is the, like, the lack of light. And people can get depressed. And from that, you know, you could sleep more, eat more. And some people get really, really affected by that. And they can get so depressed that they start to withdraw from their friends and their family. And so it depends on the degree. I mean, some people can just make some own changes in their own lives. And other people may actually need help, you know, seeking therapy or
is that where they bring in the lamps and that kind of stuff?
You can. You know, that's what it's all about, is the lack of light. And the fact that, you know, up until recently, the sun was our light, mm-hmm. you know. And now with artificial light, we change how our body reacts to light. So in our homes, in the evening time when it typically would be darker, we're exposing ourselves to light. And that can actually disrupt our sleeping habits. I was at Sustainable Tuesday in Bemidji. I don't know if you've heard about that, but every Tuesday from 5:30 to 7 at the Rail River Folk School in Bemidji, people get together and talk about different things, you know, different sustainable things. It could be food or anything. But this last week, we were joined by Dr. Pittman, and she was talking about some of these things, how light and our nutrition and the way we exercise and move really can affect how we're feeling. And so she was sharing with us that, you know, the light from your computers, the light from your little iPhones and your iPads and the television is blue light. And so, you know that when if it's all dark, there's this little blue glow coming from whatever electronic device you happen to be playing with at the time. And that blue light actually affects our brain and body's ability to create melatonin. Melatonin is something that relaxes you and helps you sleep. So this blue light affects that and kind of slows your ability to create melatonin down, because when you're around blue light, it's typically in the daytime and you're out and you're active and you're busy. So if you're doing this stuff, watching television, playing with your computer or whatever, at the end of the day, it can interfere with your ability to sleep well. And you want to sleep well. You don't want a disrupted sleep where you're waking up every little while or, you know, not sleeping quite so well. And so light is a part of that. So if you're, you know, you're feeling depressed at this time of the year, or you're feeling just a little bit down, there's some things that you can do to, you know, help yourself feel better. One of them is if you're having trouble sleeping and you're having that restless sleep, you know, try not watching television or messing with your computer for a few hours before you try to go to bed.
Never. I live on my TV.
Hopefully you don't have a television in your bedroom, do you?
Oh my God, yes I do.
See, that can disrupt your sleep. So
does that really? I thought it was just my cats.
No, it's not the cats. It's the light. It's the blue light.
And we're not just getting depressed because we're like, aren't we like flowers? We kind of need the sun to give us our little...
We do. We tend to, we have evolved, or we always were people that worked, you know, what did we can't see at night very well. We're not like owls and cats and things like that that mm-hmm. see well in the nighttime. We are daytime beings and we like that light.
Okay.
So the other thing that you know might want to look at is your diet. You know, what are you eating? If you're not eating the right amounts and balances of your proteins and your carbs and your fats, that can interfere with how you're feeling as well. And so I did want to share that there's this awesome site called Spark People.
Okay.
You Google it, Spark People, and you can go on there and set up a little account for yourself. And the annoying part of it is that you have to enter everything that you're eating during the day. But it can be used for weight loss. It can be used to help you manage the balance of your proteins, carbs, and fats. But you can get really in depth in what you're looking at your foods. It'll show you your vitamins, your minerals, making sure you're getting your balance. It'll give you a pie chart. It'll really help you analyze what you're eating. And that isn't always such a bad thing, because, you know, one of the things that she did share with us is that, you know, if you're just trying to maintain your weight the average person needs between 2,000 and 3,000 calories a day. So she shared with us that with all our sugary drinks that we have, which I see you have.
That's 60% less sugar,
Pepsi,
by the way.
Sitting in front of you.
Pepsi next, darling. Anyway.
Actually, she said that most people today are drinking 400 calories a day.
Really?
So, you know, and traditionally we didn't have any caloric liquids. Mm-hmm. We drank water or tea. Doesn't have any calories in it. So if you're trying to maintain your diet and you're drinking 400 calories a day, that's about 16% of all the calories that you need in a day. So that can make it hard, you know, to manage that and keep your caloric intake at a reasonable level to maintain your weight.
40 calories.
40 calories, there you go.
60% less sugar, that's why I drink this.
So it is about choices.
Yeah.
Then InSpark people can help you manage those choices, help you look at your diet, or, you know, there's other ways that you can do that too. Mm-hmm. So you take care of your diet, you take care of your light, the amount of light that you're taking in, and then exercise. You know, it is cold out, has been very cold. But there are things that you can, you know, do. You can go to a gym or just bundle up and take a walk and move a little bit more.
Fall down,
roll
in the snow.
Make snow angel like you fell on purpose and then, you know,
run
hop
from
back
predators.
Up and run when you hear something and you see it's a deer and then feel silly.
Raccoon.
You know, they were really talking about those things, you know, what you can do to really manage and help yourself feel better in these times when you're running into cabin fever, winter blues, or all these things that we have terms for them. But it really is something that happens in the wintertime. It does affect people. And like I said, it can really affect people at different degrees. You know, you can just get a little bit of it, feeling a little bit moody. Or some people really do have challenges with it and actually do need to seek the help of a doctor to overcome those. But
so it's just not just about being totally sick of winter.
No, it's not.
I'm totally sick of winter.
There is a reason behind it.
And there is.
Yeah, and it's good to know that.
Okay.
And to think about those things. And, you know, she talked about a lot of other things, too, that I had never thought about. You know, just like if you have some bad news come to you or you know, have something exciting happen, our body reacts with different chemicals.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, just think about this when you're looking at your Facebook account and you're looking at what your friends are doing. You can actually, your body can go through a lot of different changes just by reading what your friends are doing. Say someone lost someone in their family. You feel bad for them. You have that empathy. And then the next person you read about, you know, they're doing something awesome and you're happy for them. So you can really be creating a lot of emotions really quickly. And you're putting your body through these chemical changes.
Mm-hmm.
And so some of those things are things that you need to think about and manage if you're really feeling down at this time of the year.
Facebook can make you crazy. It really can. I guarantee that.
It's a nice way to stay in touch, but it could. Mm-hmm. It could really impact how you're feeling in these times when you're winter and you're feeling a little bit of the blues.
So this was called what again?
Seasonal affective disorder.
Not like being Twitter painted. It's
oh no, that's something totally separate that happens in the spring.
We'll have to talk about that one sometime soon. Here
we can do that.
Twitter painted.
It is coming. The skunks are out and they're getting ready to do their thing and get Twitter painted.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'd rather they don't. But anyway, I actually
they're my buddies.
I actually like the smell of skunk. Isn't that weird?
I love the smell of skunk.
It reminds me of ground, or either really strong garlic, really strong coffee, and that's it.
It's a good smell. I breathe deeply when I smell skunk.
I say nothing more on that one. Anyway. All right, Shirley. Well, that was really interesting. If we want to look, do you have any like websites or links for that?
I didn't really. I just...
They can probably just Google that,
Google,
huh?
Google seasonal affective disorder. And okay. There's some real clinical things on it. And there's also just some, you know, exercise nutrition sites. And
mm-hmm. Excellent.
Check it out. If you're feeling the blues, you might be able to do something about it yourself and be feeling a little bit better.
Cool. All right. Shirley, thanks so much for coming in.
All right. Thank you for having me.
It's going to wrap up another edition of Environmental Voices for KOJB 90.1 The Eagle. I'm Marie Rock.